people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
How the hell are you? It's Friday night, and thank goodness it's Friday. We got a lot ahead of us. I recorded an interview with Freeman this week about scarcity-based mind control. He interviewed me for his broadcast, The Freeman Perspective. I'm very excited about that upcoming release of that show. It should be really, really good. Well, I know it was really, really good because I pre-recorded it with him, so looking forward to that. Tonight we're going to take on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Giuliani, that fascist shill who is a big part of the 9/11 cover-up and the 9/11 lie and remains in place today as a Zionist shill and neocon. He recently came out with some startling comments that everybody's up in arms about, and I'll let fake news tell you about the story, at least on the surface.
Breaking tonight, new outrage and backlash over an incendiary comment about the President of the United States by the man they call America's mayor. Last night, Rudy Giuliani, the man who led New York City through the 9/11 attacks, was speaking at a private dinner.
Let me just stop there for a moment. He led us through the 9/11 attacks. Yes, he led us through the lies and the cover-up and everything else. He led us into that air that he said was safe to breathe on September 11th. He led us into taking the crime scene and shipping out the materials to China with no time to really look at what had happened and how that steel was cut through like a butter knife in butter. Yes, he led us through 9/11. That was Rudolph Giuliani's mantra. He exploited it. He took the fear and the propaganda and was the self-proclaimed mayor of the United States, or at least the lamestream media proclaimed mayor of the United States. And speaking about Rudolph Giuliani and 9/11, you might recall that Rudolph and I got together a couple years ago now, and we spoke about 9/11 when he came to speak at the University of Florida. Here is some audio of this video that I made of my confrontation with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Shill Zionist Giuliani. On January 26th, 2012, the University of Florida held a conference, a lecture, in which Rudolph Giuliani was scheduled to speak. The normal question and answer process was changed for this talk to a write-in question only. Now, as a result, I had to step up.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani was in Gainesville tonight entertaining a crowd at the University of Florida. But in the first 5 minutes of his speech, there was a little interruption from the crowd.
That was the crowd saying, "We came here to see some USA," as we stood up and asked the man real questions. That's the crowd laughing at us and mocking us as we stood up. You'll be able to hear a little bit clearer what we had said to him.
Two separate outbursts by audience members created a minor bump in the program put on by U.S. Accent Speakers Bureau, but the former mayor just laughed it off and it was smooth sailing from there.
Rudy, I got a quick question. What happened with Building 7 and the members that demand answers? Rudy, what happened with Building 7? Building 7. What's up?
Sit down.
This is Building 7, a 47-story skyscraper that fell on the afternoon of September 11th.
But the former mayor just laughed it off, and it was smooth sailing from there.
Hey, Rudy, I got a quick question. What happened with Building 7 and the members and the man after? Rudy! Hey, Rudy, what happened with Building 7? What's up?
Sit down.
Sit down. We got all these people here to hear me talk.
They want to hear you answer about Building 7 and what happened with Building 7.
Sit down.
What happened with Building 7, Rudy? Rudolph! Are you going to escort me out? Because I want my question answered.
You don't want to hear about your occupants.
Yeah, yeah. Sit down
or go home.
So what happened with Building 7, Rudolph?
Get your hands off me. I'm happy to leave.
What happened with Building 7, Rudolph?
Everyone's
Rudolph, what happened with Building 7? What happened?
Excuse me.
Yeah. Rudolph, what happened with the family members? Rudolph. No answer?
Let's go.
What about the bodies and the debris on Ground Zero that you shipped out? What happened, Rudolph?
Thank you, Lindsay.
What happened, Rudolph? What happened? Rudolph? What happened?
Giuliani spoke about leadership and his experiences as mayor of New York on September 11th. The event was held at the Phillips Center for Performing Arts.
The government says that fire brought it down. However, 1,500 architects and engineers have concluded it was a controlled demolition.
Over 6,000 of my fellow service members have given their lives.
And thousands of my fellow first responders are dying.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
I'm a structural engineer.
I'm a New York City correction officer.
I'm an Air Force pilot.
I'm a father who lost his son.
We're Americans, and we deserve the truth.
Hey, Rudy, I got a quick question.
Hey, folks, Bob Tuskin here with the IntelHub.com and the Bob Tuskin Show. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Giuliani decided to give a talk at the university in which he was paid $65,000 to spew his BS on leadership. Well, we had a few questions for him, and it made the front page of The Alligator, as well as the Nightly News and the Gainesville Sun, our local paper. Quote, as former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani began his Thursday presentation on leadership, one audience member wanted to change the subject. What happened with Building 7, Rudolph? A man from the audience at the Phillips Center for the Performing Arts shouted. Quote, you are too rude to be entitled to an answer, Giuliani said as the audience member was escorted out. Quote, may I suggest a haircut and a shower? He responded with similar humor when a second audience member began shouting about the need for honesty. Quote, oh, get lost, Giuliani said. Quote, it seems like I'm in New York. This could be Times Square. Any more clowns? And there were more clowns because my compadre Ed Sanders, of course, stood up and held him accountable as well. And that was my encounter with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Giuliani, as I like to call him. He was very outspoken about me being rude and this and that. Well, let's flash forward to today, where Rudolph the Red-Nosed Giuliani is in the news again. And I think it's very interesting how this is all shaping up. Megyn Kelly, take it away.
Breaking tonight, new outrage and backlash over an incendiary comment about the President of the United States by the man they call America's mayor. Last night, Rudy Giuliani, the man who led New York City through the 9/11 attacks, was speaking at a private dinner. In the audience was White House hopeful Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and dozens of Republican bigwigs. Mayor Giuliani saying to the crowd, quote, I do not believe, and I know this is a horrible thing to say, but I do not believe that the president loves America. He doesn't love you and he doesn't love me. He wasn't brought up the way you were brought up and I was brought up, through love of this country. The backlash was quick and it was harsh.
I'm just sorry to hear that, and I find it wrong in every possible way that it could be wrong.
A leader of the Republican Party said that the president doesn't love us and doesn't love the country.
That's Debbie Wasserman Schultz, another Zionist shill.
The Republican Party really wants to be taken seriously, really wants to avoid its problems of the past. Now is the time for its leaders to stop this kind of nonsense. Enough!
Yeah. Yeah, there are two sides of the same coin, ladies and gentlemen, because Giuliani will later go on to say that Netanyahu is a man who fights for his people, unlike our president. You're right, our president doesn't fight for our people. He is compromised by the same entity that fights for
easy to buy insurance
Netanyahu's people. Where the hell is that ad coming from? Darn pop-ups. It's right in the middle of a profound point, and it interrupted me. How dare it? All right, so the bottom line is, it's very clear that we have two heads of the same monster at play here. We got people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz from my hometown, by the way. She's the congressman from my hometown, talking about how despicable it was for him to say this. They go on.
The president's team also getting involved today. The deputy White House press secretary, Eric Schultz, taking a shot at the mayor over his failed run for president, saying, quote, Mr. Giuliani test drove this line of attack during his fleeting 2007 run for the presidency. I agree with him on one thing. It was a horrible thing to say. Here now to respond, former New York City mayor and former Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Mayor, do you want to apologize for your comment?
Not at all. I want to repeat it. The reality is, from all that I can see of this president, all that I've heard of him, he apologizes for America. He criticizes America. He talks about the Crusades and how the Christians were barbarians. Leaves out the second half of the sentence that the Muslims were barbarians also. He sees Christians slaughtered and doesn't stand up and hold a press conference, although he holds a press conference for the situation in Ferguson. He sees Jews being killed for anti-Semitic reasons, doesn't stand up and hold a press conference.
There you go. There's that line of reasoning. Giuliani, who has ties with AIPAC and other special interest groups in the United States, will continue to repeat that line again and again and again.
This is an American president I've never seen before.
But to say that he doesn't love America, I mean, that he could view foreign policy as a Democrat might view it and through a different lens than you, a Republican, might see it. You can understand the differences between you, but to condemn his patriotism, to question his love of America?
I'm not condemning his patriotism. Patriots can criticize. They're allowed to criticize.
Spit it out, Giuliani.
I don't hear from him what I heard from Harry Truman, what I heard from Bill Clinton, what I heard from Jimmy Carter, which is these wonderful words about what a great country we are, what an exceptional country we are. When he called us an exceptional country, he said, we're an exceptional country. So is Greece back 3,000
years ago. Doesn't mean he doesn't love America.
Well, I haven't.
A lot of liberals don't believe in American exceptionalism. That doesn't mean they don't love America.
Well, I don't feel it. I don't feel it. I don't feel this love of America. I think this man was, when I talk about his background, I'm talking about a man who grew up under the influence of Frank Marshall Davis, who was a member of the Communist Party.
You see, Giuliani here is right about several things. Don't get him wrong. Barry Sotero does not love America. Not in the slightest. But there's more to this picture that Giuliani does not acknowledge. There's much more. And this is how he's going to shape it. This is going to be the way in which he frames the argument. The White House press said this.
Rudy Giuliani, you basically feel sorry for him. I mean, this is kind of sorry to see what's happened here.
You know, the fact is, I think what people are feeling is sorry for...
But, I mean, he says he doesn't believe the president loves America.
You know firsthand that there are a number of situations which the president said exactly that. You know, the most high-profile example that I could think of was actually the last line of this year's State of the Union, in which the president said, God bless this country we love.
So, there you go. There's another side of the coin here that is going back and forth. So this is the left-right paradigm at its best, in my opinion, and this clown, this attention whore, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Giuliani, is exploiting it for everything it's worth. The former mayor said that in his speech, that same speech, Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu is a man who fights for his people, unlike our president. Now, where was this speech? Does anybody know where this talk was? I have an idea, and it's pretty straightforward. This speech that everybody seems to think is outrageous was delivered at the Iranian American Community Symposium, honoring Islamic fundamentalism and a nuclear armed Iran. Okay? The Iranian American Symposium countering Islamic fundamentalism and a nuclear armed Iran. Well, let's take a little bit of a closer look into this organization. The OIAC. What ties do they have with other organizations? And where have you heard this push for Iran to be disarmed and for there to be a war, if necessary, with Iran before? Well, I'll tell you where you've heard this. It's from AIPAC. It's from Israel. And the agenda, the neocon agenda that is so desperately pushing this. In fact, Rudolf Giuliani himself has been very outspoken over the last few years about a war with Iran. Mr. Producer, can we find that clip, please? Let me see if I can send you the link here. Because I should have had this one pulled up for the show. Rudolf, the red-nosed Giuliani, talking about a war with Iran. Let's see here if I can pull this up. This was, what, a couple years ago? I wrote an article about this on the Intel Hub at the time. Giuliani, war with Iran. Let's see if I can find this. Rudy Giuliani on war with Iran. Here's one from 7 years ago. And he's continuing to beat this drum to this day. This was at the Republican presidential debate.
Mayor Giuliani, given our experiences in Iraq, does the prospect of a nuclear-armed Iran worry you more than the prospect of going to war with Iran?
Well, there's no question that the idea of going to war with Iran or even taking military action against Iran would be very dangerous. It would be something you would not want to do. It would be a last resort. But the question, which is more dangerous, a nuclear-armed Iran is more dangerous. And it should be the clear position of the United States government that we will not allow them to become nuclear.
What about a nuclear-armed Israel? One of the only countries that seems to fall out of the paradigm that's in place. What about a nuclear-armed Israel, or United States for that matter? Well, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Giuliani went on the Aaron Burnett show not too long ago to continue this train of thought, beating the war drum. And of course, why is this significant, folks? Because this is the same guy who ushered in the 9/11 era as America's mayor.
Up front tonight, Iran taking a toll. Gas prices overnight jumped 3.3 cents a gallon on fears Iranian oil, which is the world's fourth biggest stash of crude, could be disrupted. Now, if Iran made good on its threats to halt oil supplies, which it's promised to do in response to rising international pressure on its nuclear program, it would hurt consumers around the world. Jim Bianco of the Outfront Strike Team says it would send the United States into another recession, with gas prices possibly hitting $4.75 a gallon. But the move would also devastate Iran. Sources tell us that 80% of that nation's economy is linked to oil and natural gas. So will Iran do this? Will it come to this? Rudy Giuliani was mayor of New York City during 9/11, has made a career fighting terrorism.
You notice how that's all they can mention when they introduce this guy? That's his biggest claim to fame. Disgusting. When we get back, we'll hear what he says in that interview with Aaron Burnett. And continue to take this schmuck on. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to join me. It's Friday night.
There are many many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Rudolph, how convenient you weren't at your bunker on 9/11 in the infamous Building 7. Wow, that was convenient. And you lied to the people saying the air was safe to breathe. We still have first responders to this day that are suffering. Well, your talks recently at this Islamism and Iranian summit trying to prevent a nuclear Iran is, well, pretty disgusting. But you've been making disgusting remarks in a Zionist fashion for some time now. And just before the break, we were hearing you to speak with Aaron Barnett, or Burnett, a crypto, of course, about the Iranian situation. And here's another example of you shilling for war with Iran. And if you were to get your way, this would happen today.
Natural gas. So will Iran do this? Will it come to this? Rudy Giuliani was mayor of New York City during 9/11, has made a career fighting terrorism, and he comes out front tonight. Good to see him, sir.
Nice to see you, Aaron.
All right, so let me just start with this issue of the rhetoric here ratcheting up. I mean, do you think that it's going to get to the point where Iran feels threatened enough to do something like shut off its crude oil supplies?
I do. I think it will. I'm not sure they will, because it does have a devastating impact on them.
Yes.
They're very good at threatening. The threat, I think, you have to take as a real one. And as we ratchet up the pressure on them, they may very well take that step to try to see what kind of pressure they can put on us, and we're just going to have to be ready for it. But I mean, the reality is, we have to look at the bigger picture. a much more dangerous, much more difficult situation from the point of view of our economy and our national security would be a nuclear capable Iran. And that would be a couple of decade long problem with nuclear weapons in the hands of irrational, crazy people, which was the nightmare of the Cold War.
Is he talking about Israel?
Let's just take one step back, because obviously, you know, they feel threatened. They say they're going to close the oil. The U.S. threatens more. I mean, you can see how this just becomes right. Sort of self-fulfilling. But is a lot of this still beating the drum? I mean, it's election year. I remember last election year, John McCain, bomb, 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 Iran. Hillary Clinton was talking tough. Until recent days was tough.
By the way, who was side by side of Rudolph Giuliani on 9/11? It was Senator Hillary Clinton. Do you recall? Yes, Senator Hillary Clinton, and here we are getting ready for 2016, where you got a Hillary Clinton and her Clinton crime family will be the next president of the United States. And she is a neocon. She supported the war in Iraq, and she will support the war in Iran. However, they need to usher in this war with Iran with some sort of false flag. And that's where the comments of a certain lobbyist come into play. And I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. But first, let's get to a phone call. Let's talk to Brent in Dallas. Brent, hi.
Hey, Bob.
What's going on, man? What's on your mind?
First of all, you know, it is an honor to be with the great Bob Tuscan on a radio show.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make a comment. I think that the I Love New York advertisement incorporated scenario should sue old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Giuliani for using their slogan.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
He has no right. He has muddied the name of New York. I have family from New York, and I'm very proud of my New York background, for better or for worse. But and I was in New York literally the month before September 11th, and I had visited the Trade Center. I have pictures of myself the month before September 11th with the Trade Center behind me.
Yeah, I think I heard you say that one time. Yeah. I just thought I'd make that comment. If you don't have anything for me, I'll get off the phone for you.
Sounds
it's a great
good, man.
Show, by the way. Great. Great. One of the
Thanks,
best you've
Brent.
Done.
I appreciate hearing from you. We're going to continue to take this guy on. And what I want to tell you about is the comments of Patrick Clawson. You know who Patrick Clawson is, ladies and gentlemen? Well, he is a lobbyist. Let's see. What is his exact role here? He worked for a group that was sponsored by AIPAC. It's one of the spin-off groups, Patrick Lawson. And you might recall his infamous comments about some sort of attack being the precursor to war with Iran and these other countries. Mr. Producer, can you pull up that clip, actually, of Patrick Lawson? Do you know the one I'm talking about? Patrick Lawson. Let's see if I can find it for you. We'll do that when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away?
Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times are tough, all right. It's the future.
Well, if the future is in the hands of neocons like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Giuliani, Hillary Clinton, and others, I'm very scared to see what takes place. And we've been framing tonight's discussion by looking at Giuliani and his recent comments about Obama, in which he said Netanyahu, on the other hand, is a man who fights for his people, unlike our president. And if it was up to this guy, we would be bombing Iran, which, of course, would be a hugely catastrophic event, and it would just completely crush us. But that's what they want. That's exactly what they want. And they want Israel, of course, to come out of it all as the savior, as the end-all be-all. Well, it already is, as far as the lamestream media is concerned and how they shape it. Well, I was going to tell you about a lobbyist who works with Giuliani. Patrick Clausen of the influential neocon Washington Institute for Near East Studies which, as I recall, is a spinoff of AIPAC, had some startling things to say about a potential with a war in Iran. And I want to play you those comments, and I also want to play for you an exclusive interview that I did following those comments with this same lobbyist, very influential lobbyist and Zionist. And I was able to actually track him down and interview him about his infamous comments about starting this war with Iran. And I'll play that for you in just a moment. But first, I want to get to another call here real quick. Kent in West Virginia. Hi, Kent. How are you, man?
Right now, as we speak, there's a building in Dubai called, believe it or not, Marina Torch. Marina Torch, and it's the world's tallest residential building. It's 336 meters high. Of course, the World Trade Centers were about 415 meters, so it's about 80% of the height of the World Trade Centers, and it's ablaze right now. So I wonder, do you think it'll collapse? I doubt it. Put in Marina Torch fire in your search engine, and you'll find out, you know, it's blazing right now, possibly. And I've seen videos of it, and it's just...
I'm glad you've alerted this to me, because this is yet another example of high-rise buildings that don't collapse in free fall speed because of office fires or furniture fires or jet fuel fires, for that matter. Let's see here. Arena Torch?
Marina.
Marina, okay.
Marina Torch. Fire.
Torch fire. Yep, there it is. It's a 79-floor skyscraper. It's been on fire now for, what, 4 or 5 hours? Should sound about right.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah, it's probably, we have a time getting that out, you know. But it won't fall down.
I doubt this falls in free fall speed, that's for sure.
Yeah. And Rudy might love America because he's gotten away with everything he can get away. But he doesn't care much for Americans. You know, there's a big difference between loving America and when you're robbing and looting and killing and murdering. You got to love that if you're getting away with it. But he hates Americans. And
he hates people.
It was odd. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying he hates people in general.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, he didn't care about those 3,000 people. He knew about that. And he was over there in London with Netanyahu, you know, and I think that he was over there because he had that reputation. And they had Ken Livingston, the mayor, over there, and what he was there, if Ken Livingston didn't toe the line, he was to show him up, you know, and say, well, we happen to have the American mayor here, you know, Mr. Mayor. So, yeah, he's as dirty as he can be, you know, so.
Agreed.
He hates America.
There's all sorts of other things that I can point out about Giuliani, and I will. But and Ken, thank you for the call. But I want to get to these comments from, if I can find my mouse that has fallen on the floor here. What the hell? How does a mouse get this tangled in my headphones? All right, there we go. So there's this lobbyist. His name is Patrick Clausen. Again, he is working for the neocon Washington Institute for Near East Studies, an AIPAC spinoff. And listen to what he had to say just a few years ago.
I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough. And it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall he had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war. One can combine other means of pressure with sanctions. I mentioned that explosion on August 17th. we could step up the pressure. I mean, look, people, Iranian submarines periodically go down. Someday one of them might not come up. Who would know why? We can do a variety of things if we wish to increase the pressure. I'm not advocating that. But I'm just suggesting that this is not an either-or proposition. It's just sanctions has to succeed or other things. We are in the game of using covert means against the Iranians. We could get nastier at that.
Do you remember those comments now from Patrick Clawson? Well, it didn't take very much digging, but I was able to track the aforementioned Patrick Clawson down. And I got him on the phone. Again, I didn't have some secret Zionist connections because I happened to come from a Jewish family. I just found the guy's phone number on the Institute's website and picked up the phone and called him.
Can I get one last comment? And this one, can it be on the record about false flag commentary that a lot of people are sending around the web?
I think listen to the interview we posted on YouTube. I explain how I think that it's wonderful that the United States has a long history of not going to war easily and waiting until another side makes its attempts clear. So, for instance, while the United States was very concerned about World War II, we did not get involved in that war until we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. And we did not get involved in World War I until the Lusitania episode. And I think that it would also be a... if, in fact, the confrontation with Iran continues, then I would hope the way the situation evolves is that if diplomacy is not going to be successful, that we can be sufficiently patient and wait long enough that if there has to be a war, that Iran is the one that starts the war rather than us starting directly. That is what I was give several examples about were featured in that YouTube. That I said that the United States should be prepared to wait until such time as we see if a confrontation gets worse and worse, Iran's prepared to settle, or if instead Iran starts a confrontation.
Right.
And I frankly think that would be better. Now, I don't know if that's what's going to end up happening. I hope that diplomacy is what happens. But if the diplomacy is not successful, then I hope that we will be able to be patient enough that it does come to force. It's because the other side strikes first and not because we rush into a war.
A lot of people are concerned, though, that the other side striking first would be a manufactured incident, and they have lots of reason to believe that, looking at some of the incidents that you mentioned. There's a good percentage of people that have looked at declassified government documents that show that this was manifested by our own powers that shouldn't be.
I understand that during World War II there were many people who thought that this was Mr. Roosevelt's war and that the attack on Pearl Harbor had somehow been provoked by Mr. Roosevelt. And we know from his memoirs that former President Hoover was of that opinion. I don't agree. And I think that, in fact, that in many situations that it's... miscalculation on the other side leads to war, and people are quite surprised that this miscalculation takes place. Was it Japanese miscalculated attacking Pearl Harbor? I would hope that we can be clear enough that the Iranians understand that we are firm in our convictions and they decide to compromise. But if that's not what happens, I hope that we can be patient enough that we wait and see if they're prepared to settle, or instead they start a confrontation.
Interesting. Now, you mentioned real quick that the Mossad is involved, as we speak, in covert operations. They've taken responsibility openly.
So is the United States. The United States has been involved in sabotage of the Iranian program. We've acknowledged that in the court, and as a result of a complicated court suit. The United States has been involved in illegal overflights of Iranian territory with the drones. The United States has been involved in recruiting Iranian who were working in a nuclear program. There's a gentleman who showed up here in Washington, D.C., and then was sick enough to go back to Iran. So the United States has been involved in the shadow war. Someone who spent some time at the Washington Institute named David Crist wrote a book about the Twilight War, he called it. He described a whole lot of things. David Sanger, the New York Times, has written an account in which he gives, I think, a reason to think that President Obama was very involved in the planning for the Stuxnet cyber war against Iran. In fact, Stuxnet was part of a larger campaign.
Yeah, and now we have the flame virus as well, which is also
exactly. The United States has been involved in a shadow war against Iran. The Mossad's been more involved in the shadow war. But the Iranians certainly have been involved in the shadow war against the United States. I mean, we lost, after all.
I love how he frames this. This is Bob, modern day Bob. Yes, we've been involved in a shadow war, sure. But they've been involved in a shadow war, too. Have they? I don't see very many things that point to them making covert acts of war against the United States. I can't think of anything that's taken place. If you're just tuning in, that was me interviewing Patrick Clausen, the Zionist lobbyist, about his comments of needing to have a false flag to bring in and usher in this war with Iran. And it continues, because in a moment here, you're about to hear me, all roads lead to 9/11. This is going to go back to Giuliani. You'll hear me ask him about 9/11, and in particular, the Mossad's involvement with September 11th.
More than 200 Americans in Beirut all those years ago. We lost people in Khobar Towers. We lost a great many people in Iraq to Iranian-sponsored and supplied improvised explosive devices. So Iran's been involved in shadow war against the United States for many years as well. People talk about
their connection, Patrick, with 9/11. Do you feel that Iran was somehow partially responsible for that?
Well, the Treasury Department this last week process called designated as Al Qaeda's principal agent in Iran, and the Treasury Department provided a description of the close cooperation between Iran and Al Qaeda. On condition of Al-Qaeda not engage in attack in Iran, Iran has been prepared to see Al-Qaeda operating in its country and through its country. I see no evidence that Iran knew about 9/11 in advance, but Iran has been found in a federal court of law to, with testimonies by myself and a great many people from the 9/11 Commission, Iran provided some logistics Al-Qaeda before, during, and after the 9/11 attacks. Under the U.S. law, that's enough to find Iran to be responsible for assisting in the 9/11 attacks.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were involved with that case. I remember hearing that a number of months ago now. But my question is, you know, we've had this case. But where is the case about the Mossad agents that were found on the Washington Bridge and in fact reported by the mainstream media to have been involved with 9/11?
I find that extraordinarily plausible. And I would just say that I would defer to the 9/11 Commission, which I think had a much more detailed investigation of this than anyone else.
Interesting. All right, fair enough.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Bye.
Thank you. So, he finds it implausible. However, we know that these Mossad agents were found with explosives in their van on the George Washington Bridge the day of 9/11, dancing in celebration. So, Patrick Clausen, the question remains. We know that these false flags have been brought to us by the same special interest that are pounding the drum wanting these wars. And Rudolph Giuliani, ladies and gentlemen, go back to him for just another moment, is a major component in the PR campaign. The neocon Zionist PR campaign. I think more and more people are not buying it, that's for sure. And then the final segment of tonight's show, I want to hear from you. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We've been taking Rudolph Giuliani to the woodshed in this agenda that goes far beyond this figurehead Giuliani to the woodshed as well. 800-313-9443. We'll take our final break and come back with more of the Bob Tuscan Show in just a little bit. Before I do that, let me just quickly remind you that the Free Your Mind Conference is coming up. FreeYourMindConference.com is the website. I hope you can join us there. The Free Your Mind Conference will be back for its third rendition, with a continued focus to spread awareness on the topics of consciousness, mind control, subversive occult influences, holistic body, mind, spirit, health, and more. Show.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping. We'll be right back.
Korean hip-hop group has taken legal action.
Well, that was odd. You there? I'm on the air? Okay, my internet just dropped out of nowhere. Thank you, Rudolph Giuliani. Let's just blame everything on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Giuliani. You know, I have to do shows like this from time to time because, as you know, I try not to get too stuck on the figureheads. I try not to get too stuck on the different entities involved with the happenings in the world. And I try to focus on solutions. I really do. But every once in a while, I just see something like this that everybody else is being lied to about, and I hope that I at least woke up one person. One person. With this information tonight. Or at the very least, I reinforced your arsonry, if you will, with some solid info. Alright, tomorrow night, no wait, tomorrow Saturday. Next week, we're having Freeman on from the Freeman Perspective. Freeman Fly will be joining us, researcher. Talks about occult issues, mind control, celebrity rituals, and more. That should be an interesting broadcast. Freeman's coming up next week. That's Tuesday night. On Friday next week, we'll have on Dennis McKenna. He's Terrence McKenna's brother. If you're familiar with the McKennas, then you'll definitely be tuning in. That's a big show. What else do we have going on, Mr. Producer? Do we have my professor scheduled at any point? No? He still won't pick up the phone, will he? Yeah, he's a coward. My mom picks up the phone, but this professor of mine, he came on that one time, and I guess we made him look like such a dupe. Is dupe a word? Am I making that word up, Mr. Producer? A dupe? Have you heard that? Oh, somebody in the chat saying, Freeman Tuesday, McKenna Friday, what about Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday? Well, you have to tune in to find out. I like to leave some room open for organic commentary and content. If I'm too planned out, then the show feels contrived and it feels manufactured, and I just don't like that. I don't like that at all. So I kind of play it by ear from time to time, and we'll see where it goes. But if you have a guest suggestion and you want me to bring them on, I'd be happy to hear it. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com is the email to reach me at. You'll reach me at that email for anything you like. Anything. You want to tell me about what you had for dinner, what you had for breakfast, how the weather is near you, hey, email me, TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com. And tell me about how your wife left you. I'd love to hear those emails. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com. And more importantly, if you want to tell me how much you hate me and you hate the show and you hate everything that I'm doing, TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com. Until then, I love you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your friends and family. And go plant some seeds. Grow a garden. Peace out.
This has been another edition of The Bob Tuskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.